Otherwise, if you consider solids and liquids, it is 32.
Mm-hmm.
20 solids and 12 liquids.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Buddha has categorized. Then, so whatever these techniques, we accept there is a body.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
even breathing is a kind of body, the rupa, kaya, commonly known as kaya.
Yeah, sometimes we even think that it is the body breathing on its own. So there is a body.
Yeah.
Am I correct or
yes,
not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Without body, you can't breathe.
Hmm.
Argument. But when you practice breathing meditation, there's a point you may not feel your body, but only the breathing. So
yeah,
that point, breathing itself is kaya.
And later on, you hardly feel the breathing also.
Yeah.
The breath.
It can be very subtle and you may not feel it even.
Yeah.
There's a different stages. So sabba kaya patisangvedi, you start with that. And that stage known as Pasambayam Kaya Sankaram, Asa Sissami Iti Sikkati, and so on. So, now today my purpose is not to describe one technique,
yes,
but commonly, if you consider our the breathing, the husma, is known as Kaya. It's a kind of rupa category, right? So that's why it comes under Kaya Nupassana. Even the your bodily actions done by kaya or the physical body, right? That's why it comes under kaya nupassana. So any of these, even the dead body, we are using physical body, right? Then all those techniques we used to believe there's a body. This is the important part. There's a kaya, right? Rupa. Something called body, it's a rupa. That's what we believe. So this belief, one should know, it's a worldly level belief. If you ask from anyone in this world, they accept that. Right? Body is there. So who is the person knowing about that? Body is there, there's a person knowing that. Right?
Yeah.
So personal belief is there.
Yes.
Even the breathing, whether it is longer, shorter, whatever, breathing is there. The person doing it, knowing it, personal belief is there. Right?
Yes.
So, rupa is there and the knower of that rupa also there.
Yeah.
That's why you have to understand, you know, this is worldly level.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, our purpose of vipassana is to get rid of this personal belief, right?
Yes.
So, however you analyze your body, break this into maybe different parts like head, hair, body, hair, nails, teeth and so on, still you accept the body parts are there. And the person get to know about those also there. So that's why they are worldly level, all the they comes under samatha meditation. But they are very useful. Right? So one should not misunderstand that so they are worldly level meditations, why should we practice? There's a purpose of doing that. Why? Because those techniques helps us to reduce or suppress our pancha nivaranas. For example, person, if you are getting anger, right? You can reduce that anger by practicing 32 parts of the body, right? Or keep your mind at one point. You can reduce, suppress that. That doesn't mean you will never get angry again. But for...
Yeah, of course.
That's why it is temporary. It is same thing for your attachments as well, right? If you are so attached to someone, when you practice, you know, 32 parts or the dead body side, you can reduce that attachments. But that is reducing only, the suppressing only. So that's why I call those samatha. So anyone starts with the samatha side or the worldly level. Then how to go to the lokottara side? In Satipatthana Sutta itself, in other parts, now the first part I mentioned, kaya kayana passi viharati yathapi sampajano satima. Vinaya loke abhijna domanasa. Vinaya is you are removing what? Abhijna domanasa. Attachments and the anger.
Aversions.
Right? Aversions. Right? You reduce those two. But later on in Satipatthana Sutta, it explains how to practice this. Iti ajyattam kayana passi viharati. Bahiddhava kayana passi viharati. Right? Internally you have to look at, and the external rupa also you have to contemplate. Then ajyatta bahidda, that is how to practice. Then also to see the samudaya arising nature and why. Samudaya dhammanupassiva kayasmin herati, why dhammanupassiva kayasmin herati. And then samudaya why dhammanupassiva, arising and passing away nature you have to see. Right? So this is how to practice. Then the next parts are very important. The what are the results you will get by practicing this? So it says, Yavadeva Jnanamattaya. In future you will get a special kind of wisdom, knowledge by practicing this. Those are vipassana knowledge, right? Jnanamattaya. Then patissati mattaya, so the sati, not only for a short while, but continuously you can keep sati, patissati mattaya. Then like that, there are different jnanas you can get. It also says, nachakinchi loke upadiyati. This may be the final achievement I used to mention. Nachakinchi loke upadiyati. There will be nothing. Nachakinchi. Loke referring to rupa, because we are talking about kayanupassana. So nachakinchi loke upadiyati. In this world of rupa, there will be nothing to get attached.
Okay.
Right? That will be the final results.
Okay.
So there won't be any rupa. Like worldly level, we have so many rupas, no? If you get this vipassana knowledge, or lokottara side wisdom, there won't be any rupa to get attached. Nachakinchi loke upadhyate. So until that point, one must practice kayanupassana, or contemplate on rupa. Right? If there's any kind of rupa existing, where you get attached,
you will not.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be attached.
Yeah, that's a checkpoint, you know, guideline. You to have check. Not practiced kayanupassana properly yet.
Okay, that still is a guideline to double check whether you have achieved this spiritual progress.
Yes.
Okay.
So one must know, I mean, up to how long I should practice, or how much I should practice kayanupassana. Otherwise, now, what normally people doing is go to the teacher and ask whether this is enough. I have practiced this much. I have experienced this. Is it enough? It is not a knowledge of the practitioner. Right? So Buddha has given all those teachings. And ask if the Dhamma is your teacher. Right? So if you understand these terms, yeah, you know whether this is enough for.
So what is that level? What is that level of wisdom?
Yes, kayanupassana, one should know. If there's any rupa remaining where you get attached, still you have to practice some more. Your practice is not, you know, perfect yet.
Okay. Now, so then, what I'm asking is whether that stage, does it have a name, or like, you know, like dhyana, like jhanas, does it?
Well, these are vipassana knowledge. It can go up to very high level of magapala.
Okay.
Right? So there's a possibility of going up to, you know, the kind of asana, this knowing about rupa, until you not get attached to rupa. That means completely you are escaping from karma worlds. Karma worlds, in the sense, we are trying to satisfy our these five senses: eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body. Right. So, because all these five senses sensing about rupa. For example, eye sense the external rupa. Ear sense the, you sense sounds, external rupa. Nose with smells, you sense again external rupa. Right? Maybe different foods or something. Right? Similarly, tongue and body. So you are sensing, you are expecting external rupa to satisfy your senses.
What about thoughts? Can you be attached to thoughts?
Yes, that's why I mentioned the possibilities escaping only karma worlds.
Right, yes.
But there are two other levels.
Yeah.
Right, rupa and arupa.
Yes.
Right, this is not the nibbana yet.
Okay, so I think to clarify to our viewers also, if we roughly mention the karma worlds, I think the Manushya Loka.
Yes, Manushya Loka, the human world, and the Deva
Lokas.
Deva Lokas, six different Deva worlds, and also Satrapaya.
Okay.
They are also karma worlds.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, they are also karma.
Yeah, so 11 different realms. Four Dugatis, Satrapaya, Manushya Loka, the human world, and six different Deva world. All those comes under karma world.
Okay.
So the your question,
with
this kind of asana, or trying to see the reality or true nature of rupa, can lead one to escaping karma world.
Yeah.
In other sense, that is up to anagami level.
Escaping forever.
Forever. Okay. But there are different levels, of course.
That's knocking off a major headache.
Yes.
Escaping the karma worlds itself.
That's right.
Yes.
So, in other words, it is not that easy to see the true nature of rupa. Right? If you see it properly, there's a possibility of go up to even anagami level. Right? So,
so it's definitely up to anagami level.
Yes.
If you just escape,
and again,
the
other question about the mind. You know, I mentioned about five senses, but mind.
The sixth sense, mind.
Yes. There are suttas. One sutta is called Unnaba Brahmana Sutta. There's a book written by me, my seventh book, Unnaba Brahmana. He's asking a few questions from Buddha, right?
Okay.
So he's asking about these senses. So he mentioned there are five senses. They use the term indriya, pancha indriya, right? And they are referring to eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body. Pali terms, he explained first those five. Indriya, pancha indriyani, their qualities.
Who this person explained?
This person, okay. Brahmana, called Unnaba Brahmana.
Okay.
You have to remember he is not a Buddhist.
Yes. Right?
He's a Brahmana. But he came to Buddha and asking few questions. But first he explained what he knows about these senses. There are five senses. Nana Vishayani, Nana Gocharani. Nana Vishayani in the sense, you know, different Vishay, different subjects.
Subject areas.
Right.
Different areas.
Different areas. That means I is capable only about
pictures,
the pictures,
to see pictures,
the colors and shapes only. Not sounds.
Yeah.
Not smells.
Yeah.
Right. So you'd understand.
Yes, Nana so Vishaya. That's the Vishaya of the eye. That's the yes. area that the yes. eye would grasp,
that's
understand.
Right. That's right. Similarly, ear, mm-hmm. it the is sounds. Sensitive only for sounds, fine. Not colors or yes. smells and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, yeah.
So these five senses, they have
their own specific areas.
Specific areas. That is Nana Vishayani.
Okay.
Then Nana Gocharani. Gochara. Gochara Bhumi is, the, for example, eye has a Gochara Bhumi. There are colors.
Hmm.
Right? Now, ear has its own Gochara Bhumi. That is Sad.
Yeah, in, for the human, it's 20 to 20,000 hertz.
That's right. There's a range we
range.
Can specify. No?
Yeah.
yes. But within that range, you see a difference.
Yeah.
So, Sadda, Sanya, they can give different, you know, the Sanya is like different frequencies, for example.
Mm.
Or you can recognize my voice and other sound.
Yes.
You know? So, the inside that Gochara,
mm-hmm.
Bhumi, there's a difference. You mm-hmm. know, sensor can, you know, identify a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that's why Nana Gocharani.
Mm-hmm.
So Nana Vishayani, Nana Gocharani.
Mm-hmm.
And he's explaining another quality. The sensor itself or the indriya itself cannot consume the object. Or it doesn't know what it is receiving. Right?
Yeah.
And he's asking, who is helping those five senses? That's the Pali term is Patisarana.
Hmm.
Okay, Pilisarana.
Hmm.
So they are.
Okay, who's helping the sense to understand what the, it's feeling?
Yeah. Who is helping these five senses?
Okay.
Because they right. themselves alone cannot
make
consume.
It, cannot make anything out of it,
yeah.
cannot understand it.
That's
fine.
Right. So Buddha is answering the mana.
Mm.
The mana is helping them, Patisarana, right? Manasa, the mind.
I'm just wondering whether he, the Brahmana asks the question without actually knowing it, or just to check whether the Buddha knows or whatever. yeah, please carry
maybe,
on.
Yeah,
just wondering.
Worldly level, if you think, I think anyone can understand these
yes,
things.
Yes,
no?
yes. So, sounds very obvious.
Obvious.
So, yeah.
so there are very
probably
bright,
he wanted to check.
Very bright persons.
Yeah.
So, but he doesn't know who is helping those
okay.
five senses.
Okay.
So, that's the question he asked from Buddha. So, Buddha answers, Manasa, the mind, right, helping them. Then he asks, so he...
maybe he was thinking about a god, the Brahma, who's helping.
Yeah, maybe. They yeah. have, they had different beliefs. No?
Yes.
So, then he is asking, who is helping the mind?
Surely. yeah.
So,
coming to the point.
Yes. So, Buddha's yeah. answers for the other thing helping mind is the sati. The mindfulness.
Mindfulness, okay.
Yes. Then he is asking, who is helping Sati?
Mm-hmm.
right? The Patisarana. Then the answer was the Vimukti. Vimukti.
If you explain that a little, sir.
Yes, in the sense like freedom. You know, you are free from those things. Vimukti.
Okay, right? Vimukti in the yeah. mind? Freedom of mind?
Yeah, you have to get the real meaning,
yeah.
but the normal terms we can say, yeah, you know, releasing,
mm-hmm.
free from something, vimukti.
So what the Buddha meant was when the mind is free,
yes,
that no. it'll help to understand when the mind is like free from all these defilements, no, not that.
Well, you have to think about
yeah,
and
yeah.
you know, try to understand.
Yeah.
Let me complete this first and
please.
Come back to so.
Yeah, we have
so
only around 5 minutes.
Okay,
if can.
So I'll tell it very quickly. So, who is helping mind is the sati.
Yeah.
Who is helping sati? The vimukti.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next question he is asking, similar way, who is helping vimukti? It is the nibbana. Right?
Right.
So, this goes up to nibbana.
Okay.
Right? Then the important point is, then he left, okay, Of course, he asks another one more question, who is helping Nibbana as well. But, but Buddha mentioned you have gone far beyond the questioning, so mm-hmm. on. But he left. But then Buddha has explained others. Now, if he die, he will not return to Kamaloka.
Wow.
That means, you know, you have to think that he has become anagami person.
Wow, okay.
Just by getting these answers. So there's a, you know, way to, you know, go from one step to another. So one mm-hmm. has to start with five senses. So if you know properly, if you see them properly, then you realize you can go to the mind level. So there's a relationship between. First you have to, you know, get rid of your sensual levels, you know, karma loka. Then you can tackle with the other two, rupa loka and arupa loka, that is to deal with mind. So first you have to, you know, completely understand what is going on with these five senses, five physical senses. Again, it is referring to rupa. Rupa in the sense, the five physical senses and sensory objects, they are commonly known as rupa, or the physical matter. Physical matter. So, worldly level, we don't know the real nature, true nature of physical matter. So, one has to practice this kind of asana to develop your wisdom to see the reality or the true nature of physical matter. Right?
Sure.
Perhaps we can discuss some more in our next program
as well,
about how to practice to gain this lokottara view of rupa. Right? So, worldly level, we believe there's rupa existing and there's a person to know about it. For example, we can see your body, these flowers, table, chair, my body, all those are rupa. So we believe they are existing. You know? That is worldly level. But that is not the reality of rupa. So one has to practice this kind of asana to get an understanding about this rupa. So the worldly level kind of, you can gain kind of knowledge when you analyze these flowers or your own body or another body. One knowledge you can get is it's a collection of different parts: head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, and so on. Those 32 parts. It's a collection of 32 parts. We call as body. Again, to get rid of, you know, if you go further, each of parts, you can see it's a collection of four elements. Pataviya, Bhutejo, Vayu. Right?
Yeah.
Or known as Rupa Kalapa.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest elements, parts. Yeah. Right? So that way you can, you know, it's a different level of seeing the physical body parts. But still, one must know this is worldly level knowledge. Even scientists, they use different terms like paramanu or atoms as these smaller parts, and all rupa consists of those smallest elements, right? So still they are seeing it in a worldly way.
Yeah.
So those, if you practice kind of asana and gain that kind of knowledge, I put them into the worldly level or the samatha. Still you are in the
samatha stage.
Samatha or the Purva Pratipada.
Okay.
But it is also important. One must practice this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because it helps one to reduce pancha nivaranas. Right? So we must reduce our pancha nivarana and develop samadhi to develop our mind so that we are in a position to develop our wisdom in lokottara side.
Yes, with that, we are compelled to wind up our program, put a comma to it today. And as correctly said, Professor Kokkalage correctly said, if you're practicing Kaya Anupassana, whether you're in the stage of Samatha or not, or whether you are in the stage of vipassana, practice it up to the level that you gain the understanding that there is nothing to be attached in rupa, maybe to the anagami level, and we wish that all of us will be able to at least, you know, try and make a judgment for ourselves whether we are actually there, because the Dhamma says it all, how to judge whether you have reached this particular knowledge, a particular wisdom. So we are extremely thankful to Professor Ravi Koggalage for joining us in this very, very deep discussion of the vipassana. We were talking about rupa and then kayanupassana. So thank you so much, sir. And please watch our program the next week. We'd like to continue what we discussed today. So thank you so much. May the most noble triple gem bless you.